I mean, if you want this, if you want bling bling, if you want to buy the jets, if you want to do work, that's how you get it. How do you get money to do what you love? You don't, right? I lost a load of money when I started doing what I loved. What you do is you position yourself to succeed. So for example, if you're doing something else and you want to do this thing you love, you do it after hours. You work 9 to 6, you get home, you kiss the dog, and you go to town, right? I mean, you start building your equity and your brand and whatever you're trying to accomplish after hours. Everybody has time. Stop watching Lost.
The reason people aren't patient is they value other people's opinions too much.
You need to bet on your strengths and don't give a fuck about what you suck at. Way too many people in this room are gonna spend the next 30, 40 years of their lives trying to check the boxes of the things that they're not as good at, and that you're gonna waste a load of time and lose. I highly recommend auditing yourself, or if you have no empathy or EQ or self-awareness, then find somebody in your family or friendship that does and let them tell you who you are. And once you believe that, either for yourself or someone else told you, go directly all chips, all into that, because that is the only possible way, in my opinion, watching from the outside, that is a very highly likely way of over-indexing. Because the truth is, if you want to be an anomaly, you've got to act like one.
I think there's massive confusion around entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship sucks. I mean, it's lonely, it's high risk. I mean, I can't live without it, but it's like a bad boyfriend, right? Or girlfriend, right? Like it's, there's a ton of bad days being an entrepreneur. Not to mention 98% of entrepreneurial ventures are gonna fail. So there's gonna be a really bad day in your future.
Ability to adjust is the entire game. Like, I'm so proud that I change my mind every day. My dad used to get so pissed when I was building Wine Library. He would always be like, he would say, like, 3 months ago you said Ricky was gonna be the best employee. I'm like, I changed my mind. He should fire him. Or he's like, you said sparkling wine was important. Now you just eliminated it from the key spot. I'm like, I changed my mind. Like, my ability to only be comfortable in massive chaos has been my biggest asset as an entrepreneur. Like, I would never take a note. Like, that scares the piss out of me what these three people are doing right now.
There should be some sort of friction from somebody who's leading up in front and sees everything and is driving a company versus people that work in it who are in the, like, they're different. Like, my job is to be like, oh, there's an iceberg. I'm gonna move this way. And everybody who's downstairs is like, what do you mean? The water's been super clear the whole time. I'm like, no, there's an iceberg. But they're in the basement. They're like, it's been such a nice ride. Like, this has been so smooth. Leaders need to understand what's happening next. There are a million reasons why not, but there's one great reason why, which is you've just got to persevere, no matter what it is. It's just the way it is. It's hard being an entrepreneur. It's hard building a business. Everybody thinks it's so easy.
What really pissed me off in tech world was when Steve Jobs' book came out, when he was dying, when it was all about Steve 3 or 4 years ago. I literally watched a lot of my tech startup friends start being like to their staff. Because Jobs was tough, everybody fell into the romance of like, I have this big vision and I'm gonna be like Steve, right? And I thought that was really interesting for me to watch that half decade of like literally watching people I know and then watching them act differently because the status or the icon of the moment. And you see a lot of that. And so like that is probably the energy I'm trying to bring to this class today, which is you can look at like how people roll and like it's great to admire and things of that nature, but it's so damn important to stick to like your DNA, right? And like what you're good at. In a success world, please understand that success is happiness, not net dollars in.
We are strong as shit. We're really strong. We're just being sold that we're not, because there's a lot of money.
People always say they don't do shit. The biggest epidemic in the world is people talking, not doing. And especially now, and people always do that. But now what social media does is expose people. It doesn't change people. All the hate in the system, that's exposing. Twitter didn't make you evil, you're evil. You know, and same with talking and not doing. Twitter, Instagram didn't make you waste time and not do.
2001, it snowed in New Jersey on December 23rd, which was one of the busiest days of the year. Typically, December 23rd is the busiest day of the year in a liquor store. And a woman called us, we just started shipping, and her case of Beringer White Zinfandel wasn't delivered. First of all, I appreciate the people that know what Beringer White Zin is, good job. The entire case, by the way, 15-pack, the entire 15-pack case cost $45. We're doing about $40,000 an hour in the store. She calls. I find out about it. Somehow it was buzzing because I was on the floor selling. I am the premier salesman on the floor, as you can imagine. I find out about it and we're debating what to do. She needs it for her Christmas dinner. I grab the case, throw it in my car, and drive to Bergen County to deliver it. It takes me 2.5 hours to complete the whole thing. And the best part was, I delivered it, all pumped with myself, and she said, great, and closed the door. Awesome. Everybody, especially my dad, who was pissed that I left because all the customers that came in asking for me or that I could have sold, everybody's baffled. I can't tell you what the ROI of driving through the snow in my car to deliver a case of $45 pink to a woman that looked like Yoda was. But I can tell you this, over the next 2 to 3 years, that story became the foundation of how we treated every single customer. It became our competitive edge. And those are the things that matter to me. You need to do you, like some plenty of people that make a load more money than me and have won bigger take notes. The key is way too many people are doing, like, here's a good one. You know what really pissed me off? I'm completely driven by like happiness and like I'm crippled by like chaos. Like I think I've fired the 4 most talented, smartest people that have worked for me because if you don't know how to play with the other boys and girls, you're out because I suffocate under, you know, conflict and negativity and like nobody's better than me, so you gotta go. Building a business is hard. And you know what makes it really hard? Everything that happens every day of every moment. So, you can pick time, you can pick money as the 1 or 2 things that you think stop you from winning your game, but the truth is, there's a million reasons. 99% of businesses go out of business for a reason, and that reason is, it's hard. And so, if you're watching this show, I've got a sense of who you are, and you need to start creating layers and layers and layers and layers of skin to be able to get through. I'm a humongous believer that ideas are shit and that execution's the game, right? We've all got ideas. Everybody's got ideas. Do you know how many ideas we all have here? We could probably sit here for the next 2 hours, draw them all out, record them, and predict the next 78 great startups over the next 9 years. And? So I think the thing that is another theme in entrepreneurship is there is way too much fodder brought to the idea. Uber was Magic Cab 3 years earlier. Uber is not an idea, Uber existed. It's called Magic Cab. But the guys that executed it sucked, so they lost. So I think, you know, if there's any level of romance left in this room about your idea, I'd like to suffocate it. Because I think the actual situation is what you actually do with it. If you do anything because of this keynote, there's only one thing I ask you to do. Because as zenny as I got, I'm a practical. Here's what I want from you. When you go home, look yourself in the mirror and audit everything you and your business do. I promise you that if you audit from top to bottom of expenses and effort and time and energy and payroll and all that, if you audit all of it, even the best of us, even the InBevs, which is the company that bought Budweiser, they built their whole business on like printing on both sides of the paper and all that work. Even the most efficient ones of us are doing 20% dumb shit. If you take that 8%, that 13%, that 16% of dumb shit that you're doing, paying that person that's not bringing any cultural value to your business, having that contract that you've just been in and you just renewed because you're busy as f***, whatever the f*** you're doing, if you take any piece of that percentage and you apply it to giving a f*** about your customer, It will be better for your business going forward because for the first time since we all lived in small towns where your reputation was the complete backbone of how you did business, for the first time because technology is bringing us back together in a small town. For the first time, being good and caring and following up matters.